Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared with the Retro Insider. As always, I'd like to say thank you for checking out today's content. And big shout out to all you new and returning visitors. Now, today is August 1st, or it was August 1st. It's late in the night. But release day, we had the Cool Grey 4s released for the first time since the original release of 2004. Retail price was $190. It was a mega GR. So what that means is a lot of stores had a lot of pairs. So if you really wanted this shoe, it shouldn't have been hard for you to get it. Hopefully you were able to get it, I think, on the Nike sneakers app. Some of the sizes sold out. But for the most part, if you got up in a decent enough time, you should have been able to cop. Now, as far as I am concerned, I went to go get my pair probably at around, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I went to 1 mile, all the size 12s were sold out, and I got a little shook. I'm like, hold up now, why are these sizes selling out? But luckily, you know, went to another store and they had plenty. I was able to buy two. So yeah, let me know if you went after the Cool Grey 4s, and if so, how many did you cop? Or if you didn't, let me know why you didn't. Tell me why you're gonna skip out on these. Now, as far as the quality is concerned, I was really impressed with the craftsmanship. I know sometimes with the 4s, they can be a little iffy, especially around that midsole upper area where that glue kind of comes up and seeps up. You know, I heard of Travis Scott 4s last year had some quality issues with that. And yeah, but my pair were perfect, you know, and I think it's just a great shoe to have in a collection. I know a lot of the older sneakerheads really appreciate this shoe, kind of puts them back in time, a nostalgia shoe. And some even young people, they kind of like it. I don't know if they just kind of riding off the wave of the older people, but you know, it's not hyped up by any means, but I still think it's a worthy shoe to have in a collection. And yeah, it's been what, 15 years since that shoe retroed, and it's probably one of the only four non-OG colorways that people kind of have a attraction to. Maybe I'm wrong. If so, if there are any other non-OG colorways of fours that you like, please let me know. And of course, you can do that. If you have the Anchor app, you can leave us a voice message. Or if you listen to this on any podcast platform, check out the show's description. And there's a link that says send message. And you can send us a 60-second clip of your thoughts about the Cool Grey 4s. And I'd appreciate it, guys, if you did that. Anyways, thank you so much for checking out the content. I hope you have a great rest of your day or evening. And as always, stay humble and proceed. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right.